Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, my boy Billy Sawyer. We got the cake up to $200. It's not a Sarah's cake. Ashley keeps telling me it's a Sarah's cake, but it's not. It's actually Oakmont Bakery. Come on, Ash. Short timers, they do that. They get flooded with delusions because they're making all this money. They're thinking about new cars and building homes and... It's an Oakmont cake. Oakmont. Look at her. She's a trip. Yelling at me. Ah! $200 the cake's up to. It's a $500 cake. Thanks, Billy. I love when guys text me about the dinner with me and my wife, Paul, and they say, I've got to check with the boss. It's funny how men all want to be in charge until it comes to their wife. Right?
Absolutely.
My wife... This is no BS. She runs our entire house. This is a fact. If she wasn't there, we'd be lying on the couch. There'd be pizza boxes everywhere, dirty socks and underwear, and movies playing, and they'd all be on their iPads, and I'd be passed out, delusional from too many episodes of The Sopranos. It's that bad.
It's just easier when they're in charge.
Which is why I always say this, and I know you know this, they should be running the country, not us. More women. There's only five CEOs, female CEOs, in America's top 500 companies. Only five. And that's delusional. And that's insane because my wife is much better equipped to run anything than I am because I'm a bit nuts. But we get it done sometimes. Paul Woods here from UPMC. Paul, why is it so important for UPMC to make this commitment, sir? And what are we doing here today?
Well, you know, UPMC has been a presenting sponsor of the Dollar Energy Fund Cool Down for Warmth for, 6 years now?
Yes.
Chad? And in that time, we've raised about $1.2 million in those 6 years. And that's really quite an accomplishment. And we've benefited about 3,300 households across Western Pennsylvania. And so, you know, our sponsorship of this event is just, you know, one small thing we try to do to show our commitment to the community. Dollar Energy Fund is one of the great organizations in this city and in this region. And it just has a fantastic mission of helping people. So, you know, anything we can do to raise awareness, to help raise funds, we're there for Chad and the Dollar Energy Fund.
It's important that at UPMC that you give back because most of your employees live here and work here, right?
Right. We have 90,000 employees. You know, this is throughout the entire state. We're the largest employer in the state. We have about 50,000, maybe a little more, in Allegheny County alone. So, yeah, we have quite a presence in this region, and it is important that we give back. And we do give back in a very significant way. As you know, we've talked about this before. You know, when we look at our IRS-defined community benefit contributions, it's $1.2 billion
wow.
annually. It's a huge number, but it's also, you know, and it's one of the largest, you know, of any academic medical center in the nation. But it's really more than the number. It's the commitment to the community.
Absolutely.
It's a commitment to the region that we want to give back as much as we can. And that's what we do. That's part of our mission, is to help the region that has helped make UPMC what it is.
Hey, Chad, let's talk about how important it is to have UPMC as a partner in this.
You know, Marty, we do a lot of things to try to raise funds and awareness for Dollar Energy Fund. And, you know, we created that Cool Down for Warmth event, which is the event we had a couple weeks ago in Market Square. We created that, and we approached Paul and UPMC if they would help us kick off the first one. And Paul was like, sure, absolutely. We didn't even know what it was going to be like. and Paul committed right away, and which is UPMC is, you know, they're leading the charge of so many things that happen in this region, and you know, they took a leap of faith to say, hey, we're behind this, we're committing to it, without even know how successful it's going to be the first time. And we've done that for 6 years, and as Paul mentioned, that event's been great. It's helped thousands of families in the region keep their heat on or just stay warm in their homes, and we appreciate everything UPMC and Paul has done.
Saved my life. That's a fact. That's not an arguable point. The best medical care in the world. It was like going in there and seeing family. And when I go back to Hillman, I go up and down these hallways, and I see these women that were like my sisters or my mothers, and other doctors are like my brothers. To this day, Bob Ferris and I communicate on a regular basis, one of the best doctors on earth. And so people always say, why do you like UPMC so much? Huh? They saved my damn life. And they really did. And I will tell you, the fact of the matter is they have these people there, this guy, Gary, who parks your car outside of Hillman. I mean, it goes from that all the way to the highest level, the kindness and consideration and the value on life. And I'm being told sometimes I'm biased. I am. When they save your life, you have a little bias. And I tell Paul this all the time. In my years as a journalist and as someone who advocates for change, any single time I send you an email about any single problem, you address it in an hour. Other so-called healthcare entities, you don't even hear from them, or they send you lawyers, or they're defensive. You have this belief to take it head on. You just live that way, do you not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And that's how we started our relationship as 10, 12 years ago, as we talked earlier. It was just a straightforward, civil conversation. You needed some facts. I had some facts, and we just went from there. And there's no reason not to engage and not to have a civil discourse about what's going on. So that's just how I operate. It's how UPMC operates. UPMC, engages in, any issue that we can engage in. And we're not afraid, and we're not hiding behind lawyers to skirt issues or anything like that. We try to take things straight on and head on and deal with it the best way we can.
Thanks, Paul.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.